Last night marked Bill Clinton's 10th consecutive Democratic convention speech dating back to 1980. As always, he talked too long, his audiences can't get enough of him, his enemies just get more incensed, and we are reminded that Bill Clinton's most effective political enemy has always been himself. A few memorable moments now of many years of Bill Clinton.
I come here tonight to support my friend Michael Dukakis, the first president of the new century. Al Gore, join John Kerry. Vote for Barack Obama in November. Don't know if I can find a fancy way to say this, but I accept.
But is Bill Clinton a solid national and bipartisan asset to the Hillary Clinton campaign? Is he a divisive memory of a time Democrats would rather forget? Is he a time bomb of unwelcome candor, bad behavior, or soundbite-worthy incitement that the campaign should handle delicately?
I misled people, including even my wife.
Michael Isikoff has been covering the Clintons since the 1990s when his reporting led him into the heart of the Monica Lewinsky scandal. He's now chief investigative correspondent for Yahoo News, which means, I guess, Michael, you work for the phone company.
So it seems. Yes,
yes. Indeed. Part of the Verizon deal somehow.
I'll be moving into customer service pretty soon.
Excellent. I want to talk to you about my smartphone. But you are a smart investigative reporter. What did you think of the Bill Clinton you saw last night at the convention?
I thought it was Clinton at his best. He really captivated the audience. Homey, folksy, great storyteller. I thought it was one of his better speeches, and shows why he makes so much money on the speaking circuit. He is a masterful speaker.
I was surprised to hear no numbers, recitations of numbers and charts and the kinds of things that he's done in the wonky years. And, of course, there was almost no talk about himself.
He's talking about his wife. He's trying to get her elected president. It's a very different speech than he's given in the past, had a different purpose, although there were some shots at Trump and the Republicans. It was not the classic Clinton speech of attacking the other party. This was about promoting the woman he wants to be elected president, who happens to be the woman he's been with for many, many years.
As you've covered Bill Clinton, do you see him as a reformed individual, someone who has a level of discipline that he was never able to have in the White House?
No, I don't think that discipline is a word that you would use with Bill Clinton. I thought it was very interesting. What was Bill Clinton's principal theme to the speech last night? That she is a change agent, that she has been making changes ever since she started in public life. It is almost, as somebody noticed, as if Clinton crafted the speech after seeing the polls that show the problem Hillary Clinton has in this area. But it's going to be a tough sell, because you can't get around to the fact that Hillary Clinton is somebody who's been around for a very long time.
Michael Isikoff, of course, chief investigative correspondent for Yahoo News, a division of Verizon. But that's another story. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.